nothing should stand in the way of our commitment to Christ, not our family and not our possessions. We, of course, should dearly love our families, but as followers, our primary relationship is with Christ. There is a cost to following Christ. We should weigh that cost carefully before we commit ourselves to following him. In the gospel we hear, "Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion?" To commit ourselves to Christ is not a half-hearted choice. It should be a conscious and informed decision. Many of us have been baptized, and we call ourselves Christian or Catholic. Perhaps we have never given much thought to the cost of following Christ. We may have drifted into a religious practice without much thought of being his committed followers. In our day, many people have walked away from religious practice in the church. If some have left the church and see themselves as still committed to Christ, how do they express that commitment? Is it by reading and reflecting on the scriptures, or by taking time to contemplate Christ's presence in those who are disadvantaged, or in the miracle of earth's life? Do they sense Christ's presence in their families or communities? Couples carefully evaluate each other before they marry. Is this person a suitable partner I am willing to spend the rest of my life with? Does this person have similar values, religious beliefs, and interests? Is this a good person who will respect me? Only after a long time of getting to know each other do they commit to joining themselves in marriage. Should our commitment to Christ be similar? Should we spend time reflectively studying the Gospels and the Church? Should we spend regular time in prayer? Should we not in some way advocate for the weak and for the natural world? Being a committed follower of Christ does not mean becoming a priest, deacon, or religious sister. These are unique callings of God given for the good of the church. Every person is invited to become a committed follower of Christ. Philosophers tell us that a person becomes the sum of the choices one has made throughout his or her life. We choose who we will become during our lifetime. Our lives may be filled with good things or much suffering, but how we freely choose to respond to those events determines what kind of person we become. It is this person we will hand over to God at the end of our earthly life. Commitment to Christ is also a commitment to being with those in need. We can learn from them and perhaps witness Christ to them. In Matthew's gospel, we recall Jesus' teaching, "When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?" And the king will say to them in reply, "Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me." For those who seek to know Christ, St. Pope John Paul II writes, "It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is he who provokes you with the thirst for fullness that will not let you settle for compromise. It is he who urges you to shed the masks of false self. It is he who reads in your heart your most genuine choices. the choices that others try to stifle. It is Jesus who stirs in you the desire to do something great with your lives, the will to follow an ideal, the refusal to allow yourself to be ground down by mediocrity, and the courage to commit yourself humbly and patiently to improving yourself and society, making the world more human and more fraternal. Christianity is a choice we freely make to follow Christ, each in our unique way and life situation. C.S. Lewis supposedly stated, "Christianity, if false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important."